This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not a lot of livestock trading talk that typically happens on the station. You can only get that in the cross. But yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Reginald Atatula. It's a football Friday. It's a funky football Friday, and not in no good way, unfortunately. The Texans fall at the Meadowlands, at MetLife Stadium on a Halloween. We were talking about all the strange things that could happen. This was a strange one in all the worst ways.
Oh, you'll hear about that in passing thoughts.
Oh, okay, very good.
We brought it up yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, you have all those things, and unfortunately the strangeness did not work to your benefit. Again, 21-13 was the score in favor of the New York Jets. A woeful New York Jets managed to get their third win of the season in Week 9 at your expense. And, man, a sickening watch, going to be completely honest. It was fun to watch it with the people that I did at the Buffalo Wild Wings in spring, the watch party. I felt bad, though. I felt bad for the folks, right? We come out, we watch together, we're hoping to eat, drink, be merry, and the merry did not come through on this Halloween. Because this, for me, Lopez, felt like a chickens coming home to roost game. And I set the bar so low for myself for this team. I was like, look, I don't need to see anything special except a W. And they couldn't do it for me.
Exposed. Like this team was completely exposed. But almost to the point where it's starting to be very, very clear, and you heard it from C.J. Stroud, you obviously heard it from D'Amico Ryans, that the frustration level is to the point where, and I don't know if, you know, this is probably a good thing, I think you're almost forced to, let's use the word, wholesale changes in how you approach offense. I really do believe that. You've got C.J. Stroud. I mean, he literally said, we got to execute better. Stop pointing fingers. That speaks to what's going on in the offensive room. That speaks to players, you know, not taking accountability, players not taking responsibility for how they're playing on the offensive line. We know D'Amico Ryans. You're going to hear all this stuff today, and it's going to be very, very enlightening. But when the quarterback says, we need to stop pointing fingers, that's all I needed to hear, man. Like they need some big time wholesale changes. Remember when we've been talking about maybe not Titus back to guard, and you know, Blake Fisher at tackle, or maybe not Kendrick Green, and everything. He said it a couple of weeks ago, but now they need to follow up. Everything's on the table.
Oh, YouTube, you got great belief in me, or maybe just a complete lack of belief in them's catch from Ray on the YouTube. Reggie could protect CJ better than those dudes. I don't know if I could do that against Quinnen Williams.
You can get run over.
Yeah, I definitely could.
Yeah.
And I guess that wouldn't be all that different. Like I said, it felt like a chicken's coming home to roost game. This is where I feel kind of vindicated and not in a happy way with all of the thing, all of the ways that I felt after the wins that we've had during the course of this season thus far, where you come in and you go, yeah, they got a win, but the process hasn't looked good.
Yeah.
What they've been doing has not, and it's like, all right, well, you know, get a win and just move past it. But ultimately, this was all of those issues being exposed on national TV, in part because it's a short week, in part because you're on the road, in part because it's a Halloween and all of these things. But these are all an underlying inherent faults that you had in the crust of this planet that is the Texans.
No.
And they were exposed. Like, you had the eruption. And so I kind of want to point to some of these, yeah. right? First of all, not finishing drives was incredibly evident, particularly in the second half where there was only like three of them. And you had 10 plays, and you went very long, and you just... You soiled yourself.
Yeah.
And it felt like that was a continuation, right? You didn't finish drives, and this one ties in. Then you've and you've done this all season long where you've gotten to just outside of the red area, right in that kind of like between the 50 and the 20, between the 50 and the 30 on the opposing side. You'll get there, and just it'll fall apart. The wheels will fall off, and then at times it'll look like they're kind of playing for a field goal, and then they depend on the kicker too much.
Yeah, look, you talk about the chickens coming home to roost. That's just two things. There's several others as well. And I think the bigger problem, look, this offensive line, we're going to talk about it. D'Amico talked about it.
The interior offensive line is absolutely one of those.
They have to have wholesale changes. It's no longer maybe this, maybe that. I get all that. But this was an embarrassment. Like, this was an embarrassment of what this offense simply is not. They are not the offense that we thought they were. Hey, Nico's coming back. I don't know how much Nico's going to help. He's going to help some. There's no question. Stephon Diggs is out. The offensive line can't protect your quarterback to save their lives. This is one of those things where if you don't make big-time changes, make big decisions, address the trade deadline, you know, attack it, so to speak, come back, and you have 10 days between now and the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions are going to absolutely smoke you.
Oh, yeah, that is one of the teams that I think people are coalescing around as the single best team in the NFL.
Yeah.
And one of some of the things that they do very well are things that you are not equipped to handle right now.
Yeah.
And when you talk about wholesale changes, I agree. The thing that scares me, however, is... do you even have the capacity for that?
Yeah.
Do you even have the capabilities? Because one of those chickens that did come home to roost is the one that we talked about, or that we've talked about all season long, and to varying degrees, right? It's one that's, you know, the focus has moved around it, but it comes back, right? We talk about Laremy Tunsil. We'll talk about Kenyon Green. But really, the entirety of the interior of that offensive line, as I think Laremy Tunsil was the only one on that offensive line that didn't get charged for at least half a sack. Right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It is, as much as Kenyon Green had been the weak link in this, it is the whole damn thing. And if that's the case, right, musical chairs or putting somebody else in there or even making a trade, how many offensive linemen can you officially trade for and to fix this? Because... This is problematic. Like, this, and this is foundational, right?
Yeah.
One of the things I love saying, y'all probably already sick of me saying this, is that the game at its essence is about blocking and tackling. And right now, the blocking part looks way too damn hard for a team that's supposed to be good.
And you can no longer ignore it. Like you know, I like the way you put it. Chickens coming home to roost, because we've talked around a lot of things. It was in living color right in front of you yesterday. All the things that absolutely, you know, have hindered this team to a point, and now they're hurting this team to a really bad point. The New York Jets, the woeful, disheveled, disjointed New York Jets, were by far the better team last night. And that's what bothered me the most. And I talk about, like, what's going on in the locker room. That's the bigger issue. Like, when CJ said pointing fingers, Tytus Howard had the gall, the absolute gall.
The audacity. The unmitigated gall.
The gall to say, and I quote, "The most frustrating part was we were the better team." You were not the better team. You were the worst team.
Yeah, at what point does the theoretical notion of being better get trumped by what we're actually seeing? Because that's been the conversation a lot of weeks.
Yeah, hey, right? They're 6-3, man. 6-2.
Yeah, they got the win.
Yeah.
They ultimately pulled it out, right? Like... Win close games. How many of those games were supposed to be close? Of these games that do we want to play the schedule game and actually go look at them? How many of these games ended up being close that actually probably should not have been close, right? Actually, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just for the heck of it, right? Yeah. And just because I could feel my blood pressure boiling as the course of, I thought I was going to be cool with all in all these things.
It gets you.
Be cool,
it brings you down.
But it really did rile up. 29-27 at the Colts. Should that have been as close as it was?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. All right, 19-13 versus the Bears at home.
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, I mean, the Vikings game, yeah. 24-20 against the Jags at home.
Absolutely not.
The Bills game, 23-20.
That was probably their best win of the year.
Fair enough. All right. You got the Patriots big. You lost to the Packers 24-22. And then Colts last week, 23-20.
Absolutely should not have been that close.
Right, like if you're looking at the way that they've played in those games, I don't know that you can come out and say that the Jets, that you were the better team. You have not existed as the better team a lot of these times, and that's where the process versus the results issue has sat for me, right? Yeah. Like underlying in all these things has been the signs that maybe, just maybe, you are not indeed the good the team that you believed yourself to be. And some of the things that were propping you up in the course of trying to, you know, be that better team or sneak out with these wins, like the defense, they were load bearing.
Yeah.
And when they fail a little bit, like in the second half, when the Jets realize, hey, what if we just get the ball out quick and neutralize the one thing that they do really, really well, which they already weren't doing incredible at, which is pass rush and pressuring. And then,
run the ball. They ran the ball a little bit, too.
They did. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, if your defense wasn't able to get a lot of turnovers and get you short fields and those types of things, turnovers not just in the way of interceptions and fumbles, but also like turnover on downs is what I'm talking about, get the ball back. If they weren't able to do that, you couldn't have five shots at the apple where eventually you get a few field goals and then eventually find a touchdown, right? Like those things did not happen for you. And then this is who you are, right? Like I don't remember who the quote is, and at this point that's because I'm now in my head and I'm just freaking out right now about this game. But like, you are what your record says you are in some ways, but like I'll flip that to you are what we're seeing on the field, what the tape is showing us that you are.
Yeah.
And not finishing drives, depending on the kicker too much, interior offensive line. Hell, the text line, a fair text comes in, right? 832. And of course, this is the 5-hour energy text line. 5-hour energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans. How in the hell does Jalen Petrie get matched up on Davante Adams one-on-one in your scheme, and you're okay with that, right? Petrie in coverage is one of those things that we've talked about, and that man-up coverage, and it wasn't just Devontae. I'm pretty sure the touchdown that Garrett Wilson, one of the one-handed ones, of course, the one that was not on the back line, the one that he caught in stride and then took into the end zone, that's Petrie cutting underneath. There was a few of those where I'm like, Petrie in coverage, he's doing a lot of this trying to cheat underneath, and he's getting beat a few times, and you had a lot of that where you have your slot guy matched up. We talked about this. I think I really caught on to this in the Vikings game when you have Justin Jefferson sliding into that slot and then taking advantage of that. That's another one of those things that's been there. And all of these chickens have come home to roost on this Texans team. And maybe the worst part, I don't know what the worst part is. I can't power rank them in this moment. Maybe the worst part is it happened on national TV. This was an embarrassment.
It was embarrassment.
For everybody else.
It was an absolute embarrassment. And you know, a good team would have done what? As I was looking at this game, watching this game, like the Jets were doing everything they could in the first half to just give you the game, to just break. They were getting booed. They scored.
Sell the team chance.
Sell the team chance.
The team that won the game had their fans talking about sell the team.
So think about this. Like what would the Chiefs have done, the Ravens have done, the Bills have done in your own conference? Had they played in that game, 0 points, one was taken off the board. They're chanting the, you know, sell the team. They're booing the squad. Aaron Rodgers has, it looks like he's a shell of himself, missing guys by 2 and 3 yards. A good team would have been up.
They dropped the touchdown at the goal line.
Oh, we're going to get to that.
You should have lost that game. Or the Jets should have lost that game off of that.
Figgy, they were doing everything they could to just implode. And you didn't even let them off the hook. You never had them on the hook. Like a good team like the Ravens, the Bills, the Chiefs, all these teams in the, hell, the Chargers, you know, a middling team that has, you know, that good coach that, and I'm not criticizing DeMeco, but, you know, that quarterback that can, we will, but.
I was like, here's the thing, right? Like we have given DeMeco and DeMeco, I think a lot of people as a consensus believe him to be a good coach.
Yeah.
But these are the places that it's tested, man. Like, criticism comes for everybody. Yeah. And I think that there is some criticism to be had for DeMeco
Ryan's
and the rest
of his
staff.
But a good team would have stepped on their throat and had the crowd going to the exits at halftime.
A good team, at the very least, would have done a little bit more to cover their their nakedness, right? Like, and there's a lot of places where you saw nakedness. One of those things, obviously, the one that's the most frustrating, offensive line, when you've got the entirety of the interior being walked back into your quarterback's lap to the point where you see it affecting him in all of his play.
And Titus Howard standing there saying, we were the better team. No, you weren't. A good team would have shown it. A better team would have shown it in the first half. A better team would have shown more life in the second half. A better team would have made some plays and been smart enough. Back to the touchdown you talked about with Petrie. What the hell are you doing trying to undercut that ball when you know there's nobody behind you? Like, he knows the defense. He's lining up and knows, I got no protection. I got no protection. And you're undercutting that ball. This was an embarrassment.
From the 8-3-2, the O-line doesn't play together. I mean, they play together. They just get beat. Right? Like this, that's the thing that's frustrating for me. One of the things, there's many at this point, as you might be able to tell. But, like, half the time, it's not even just that they're not playing it. They're just getting beat.
They're not good enough. That's a damning thing to say to a professional athlete. But, you know, Kenyon Green clearly affected the entire line. Once Kenyon Green went down, the entire line wasn't that much better.
No. And, I mean, you mentioned it, right? The idea that Titus Howard's out here saying they're a better team is like the delusion that has to exist there.
Yeah.
And I don't know that you can begin to address an issue without acknowledging it. And it feels like that's a lack of acknowledgement, and you wonder how far that goes on this team.
I think the scary part about this offensive line, too, like a lot of people saying, hey, they need to do something about it. I don't think there's nothing you can really do, man.
Well, there has to be.
Right now?
Well, here's the thing, Figgy.
I think this is something you got to wait for the offseason, man. And you got to have some real conversation.
I really don't. I honestly, Figgy, I know it's hard. Reggie, I know it's hard. You have a franchise quarterback that is getting pummeled week in, week out, pummeled. You have to do something. It's not an option at this point.
Right. Like, what is something, though?
Well, there's the trade deadline. There's moving Titus to guard and Blake Fisher to right tackle. There's, hell, you know, at this point, Kendrick Green was probably the second best lineman on the field for the Texans yesterday.
And those power rankings aren't ones that I want to do. No. Yeah. Who was the best Texans offensive lineman? We'll all be sick.
The bar is low, but you know, Laremy Tunsil didn't allow one pressure and all that. But Kendrick Green showed some fight.
He sure did.
He showed some fight.
And that's saying a lot. Man.
Yes.
That's saying a lot. I think just for that statement right there, I just don't think you can fix this offensive line by the trade deadline, man. I think you could put a Band-Aid over it and get through the season.
I honestly don't think you have an option.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Whether or not you can fix it, you got to try, right?
Yeah, like, you don't have an option.
In the words of a great philosopher, Slim Charles, in the television show, the greatest American television show, mind you, The Wire. Mm-hmm. If it's a lie, then we fight on that lie, but we got to fight, right? Like, if that's what it is, right? If it's not going to be fixable, that's fine, but we got to give it a shot. Because at this point, what that was putrid. And you've got, it only gets harder. Yes, you get the long week, but then you have arguably the best team coming in. And apparently they like dancing on people's graves.
Oh, they'll put 50 if they get a chance.
If you haven't, you know, been paying attention.
They'll put 50 on your ass. I'm not exaggerating. They have. They have.
The only thing I asked for them. Yeah. I didn't ask enough for them to look good. I didn't ask for them. I just get the win.
Yeah.
Couldn't do that. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. It's a Football Friday after an embarrassing Texans loss, 21-13 in New York. Coming up next, let's get into the OG's passing thoughts. We'll do that on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Win some, lose some, but you live to fight another day.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 60.
Yeah, you're in the loop on a football Friday here. After the Texans fall 21-13, they fall to 6-3 against the Jets. And just a really frustrating loss by the Texans. And the Texans came in, they're absolutely right, from the 832 on the 5-hour energy fan line. I had a hard time. Couldn't tell which team last night was in the Texans game. Was it 6-2 or 2-6? And that's a real indictment.
Yeah, it is.
A real indictment. We'll be talking about that game all day long.
Yes, we will. And we have some passing thoughts that I think are going to cover a lot of things that we're going to have to dig back in on today and moving forward.
Yeah, so let's get into it. OG's passing thoughts.
Experience, wisdom, opinions, barbecue sauce. Our guy Lopez has it all and shares it with you.
I used to go into the clubhouse and I just
It's time for the OG's passing thoughts.
Tell me a story, OG.
So here's a field goal try, chip shot, 27 yards left hash mark. Air Baron off the upright, no. He misses it. And the Texans come away with nothing. 6:54 to go in the fourth. The Jets have the ball in the lead, 14-10.
That was the upright? It sounded like the roof crashed in.
Yeah.
It sounded like Vince McMahon getting hit with a steel pan in the hospital.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the humanity.
Air Baron off the upright. No.
Lord. All right, that's a good way to get into some passing thoughts, which, as you may surmise, aren't exactly all great. Here's the first one, and I'm 100% serious. For his own good, you cannot play Kenyon Green anymore. I mean, like, anymore.
Not with that shoulder.
Well, okay.
Good answer, Fizz. Not with that
shoulder. I wouldn't play him either.
Yeah, you know, you can't do that with the significant shoulder injury.
Okay, you too. Okay, you get my... I mean... I feel like,
buddy, there's enough negativity. We got to find some humor in here somewhere.
Yeah,
man.
That experiment.
Did you boo him as he was on the ground?
I didn't boo him, but I did the Rodney Danger. All right, because I'm tasteless. but, oh my arm! but so that I mean, you just can't. That experiment is over, ladies and gentlemen. It's over.
Yeah, you're in the. You're in the upside down now, right? Yeah. You got to figure out that's what it. You're doing.
So, did he play his last snap as a Houston Texan?
I don't think he played his last snap because here's the issue, right? He now becomes backup, and if if you have some level of move, whether it's Jared Patterson coming back from concussion and playing, the problem is I don't feel great about any of your options, and I still think that you're going to get pressure up the middle. Your interior of the offensive line still has some level of issues, and I'm not saying it will happen, but I could see us. Later in the season, getting to a point where, like, yo, this is untenable, to the point where maybe, just maybe, we go, was it really that bad with Kenny?
No,
Green?
We're not.
And that's the nasty part.
We like, won't do that's that.
I mean, of course, I guess the other answer is bring someone in from outside, right? If somebody's in from outside.
Barring injury, that's it. Another passing thought right here. What exactly was Bobby Slowick thinking? Not having his best weapon touch the ball on 9 of the first 10 plays. Joe Mixon... They threw the ball and threw the ball and threw the ball and threw the ball.
I feel like he's trying to be that throwing team.
Well, maybe
I have no idea, man.
I think Bobby's cycling through trying to find answers because one of the things that he's gotten got on, a lot of people have talked about, is the idea that, hey, man, you run the ball a lot early.
Yes. 9 out of 10 plays. Yeah.
Hey, I got to the point in that game, I'm like, they just need to run the ball.
Well, yeah, everybody
just,
was.
Just give it to Mixon. Just run the damn ball. And I don't know the last time we said that.
Yeah. How bleeping stupid or dense or cocky do you have to be to drop the ball before crossing the goal line.
How is this still happening? Like, the spirit of DeSean Jackson, like, that's one of the spooky things on a Halloween, one of the hauntings that happened during the course of this game. The spirit of DeSean Jackson continues to haunt NFL stadiums to this day. I know he's not dead, but you get what I'm trying to say, right? Like, dudes are still dropping the football early, and it does not make any sense. Like,
how?
We've seen it so many times.
That just happened this past weekend.
Yes, it did. So at least that guy was, the ball was kind of touched.
I will say, I felt shameless because I have never, like, I've been very adamant that I think that's a stupid rule that you fumble out of the end zone and all of a sudden it's a touchback. I've never been so happy to see that happen and benefit the team that I was rooting for. Yeah, so
you drop the ball, you should get, they should go to the other team. You drop the ball for them before the line.
That's not really.
You should.
I'm like, hey, man, you fumble. The rules of fumble should operate the same.
No,
however,
I'm with you
in this very specific situation, when absolutely the Texans should get the football, what are you talking about?
Hey, another passing thought here. We talked about this yesterday. This counts as Halloween craziness, right? This game. You had the doink. You had dropping the ball.
Bear. Off the upright. No.
you had you know, a calf, a shin scoring a touchdown. You had that Garrett Wilson catch with the shin. I mean, this counts. Wasn't that the crazy Halloween type game?
And then Garrett Wilson put on a costume doing the Jumpman.
Yeah.
Better than Jumpman did it, right?
Yes, like that Michael Jordan symbol.
Yeah, exactly. He looked just like it, man. Absolutely like it. Tank Dell was not the problem. Getting Tank Dell the ball was the problem.
Yeah.
He was good. He was getting open. There were 9 targets. 3 of them were pretty much C.J. Stroud's fault. He had 6 catches. Tank Dell did what we thought he was going to. He should do.
Yeah, that we'll talk more about that here coming up. But that was one of the silver linings in this game, right? There was questions of, oh, Tank Dell, can he step up? Can he be that guy? They're saying like some validation. Oh yeah, that's right. Like Tank Dell as 1A, 1B, 1C, whatever you wanted to talk about it. Like, he can be kind of a high-level wide receiver. This is the wide receiver that we saw on his way to 1,000 yards last year before injury, right?
Yeah.
This is the guy that you anticipated down to the, you know, good route running, getting open. Like, separation was not an issue for really most of these guys during the course of this game.
Yeah.
The issues arose elsewhere for the passing game.
I thought Al Michaels was actually pretty dang good all night, with one very big exception.
You was listening to the broadcast like that?
I was. Well, why not? Oh, you were at the...
Yeah, I was out of watch. Yeah. I was watching under special circumstances, hanging with the people out in spring. Yeah. I appreciate everybody who came out.
He was actually all right. You know, I thought, with one very big exception. Can someone tell me who Kaimi Fairbairn is?
Why is everybody so bad at... You know what I realized?
He said like 5 times, Fairbairn.
Maybe I haven't seen the pronunciation guide that the Texans have.
It's Fairbairn.
Because maybe, is the pronunciation that they've written down, right? That they've tried the phonetic spelling. Because remember, not only is he doing this, don't forget, Kevin Harlan had all some real weird pronunciations of Kaimi's name as well, calling him a Fairbairn and stuff like that. So, like, maybe, just maybe, the phonetic pronunciation, we might need to fix that, Texans PR, because these dudes keep getting it wrong.
Yeah. Another one for you guys here. I thought Kendrick Green kind of made D'Amico and the offensive staff look bad. I really did. He had a couple of slights in his performance, but his effort, he played with a lot of heart, effort, made some good blocks, made some mistakes. But I thought, I'm watching that, and I'm like, so that's the guy you didn't want to play? You didn't want to start?
Well, one thing I will say, very early, like immediately when he gets in, I was like, Kendrick Green looks a little better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But then over the course of this, and I know that Seth had made this point, is that, you know, with Jarrett Patterson, you saw him look good, but like, how much does that change as teams get to settle in with it? And I feel like we got a little bit of a feel of that, obviously not in the exact way, where as it settled in, Kendrick Green was having his issues as well, to the point where I was like, okay, this kind of looks like Kenyon Green, with one stark difference. Boy, he gives a damn.
That's what I'm saying. The effort.
Oh, boy, he is giving effort. Yeah. Like, there was
that's the thing. He it looked like he wanted to like be out there.
And man, that made them look bad.
Kenyon Green, you could tell his confidence was gone.
Yeah, by juxtaposition, like putting those performances side to side as they were in this game, you could see the ways in which, oh, Kendrick Green wants to be out there more, or like the effort he's given is bigger. Like, in those same stunts.
He's going down fighting.
Kenyon Green is getting, you know, beat on. I mean, Kendrick Green kind of got beat on one of those, but you saw him Superman. He was horizontal to the field, like trying to give maximum level of resistance to allow CJ Stroud to step up, right? Like, you could see the clear difference in effort, if not caliber of play, when it comes to the actual blocking.
A couple more for you guys here. I felt like, and this was in real time as I watched it happen, a halfback pass to the quarterback is a sign of desperation.
Oh, it would be something different if it was a halfback pass. Wildcat, where, as Seth is talking about it, a man who has been in the trenches and looked at the trenches, did not give any impression that it was a run. Yeah. CJ Stroud, after the game, says, you know, about this. In fact, it's probably good if we get this cut from CJ Stroud as he's talked about the trick play. This is CJ Stroud cut two, the Wildcat play. He's talking about how they need to sell the run better, or like what went wrong with the Wildcat play. You got this for me, Fig? This is CJ Stroud talking about that nonsensical call.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, we had that play lined up. We thought it was a good look. And, you know, we got to do a better job of selling the run and, you know, making the DB fall asleep. And, you know, I got to find a way to maybe go just catch it. I thought I got held, or I'm not a receiver, so I don't know. But, you know, I thought they got a couple calls that we didn't get. But at the same time, you know, at the end of the day, man, like, we can go this call, that call. We didn't win the game, and we got embarrassed. We got kicked from point A to point Z, so we got to get a lot of things fixed.
Yeah, sure, CJ. But still, like, let's talk about that play itself. We can talk about all the other ones. We got
it's
4 hours.
Sign of desperation. You're spitballing on offense.
CJ sounded like he was in desperation answering it. He's like, you know, I think I got held and all that. You are grasping, brother. You are grasping for straws. Yeah. Y'all had Joe Mixon throw the football on, like, second and seven, mind you.
Yeah, it was second and seven.
I mean, a trick play inherently is either we are getting something to exploit or we are searching.
We're spitballing.
And it was searching. Yeah. And the searching was Joe Mixon throwing a football with no level of fake to a fade route to CJ Stroud as he is locked up. Nasty business.
One more, because I know we're going to get back to this, and I think it's important. Aaron Rodgers may not be the physical, you know, player that he once was, but there is nothing wrong between the ears. The way that he manipulated the Texans defense at the line of scrimmage for the touchdown to Devontae Adams was a masterpiece. He talked to the outside receiver, told him to stop, got Devontae, you know, down the sideline, and who was covering him? Jalen Petrie.
Gave him a thumbs down.
Yeah, that's unfair. Yeah.
Man, he was so good at that. D'Amico ain't even want to talk to him after the game. Like, I ain't got nothing to say to you.
That's the thing about great players, is that it doesn't just all go. You'll still see it. And I there were some times where I was surprised he had a bozo throw up there, right? Mm-hmm. Like, where one of those instances where he gets pressured. And I think that's the one that Neville Hewitt nearly catches, but just doesn't. And it gets negated by a penalty, one of the penalties or other. I can't remember exactly what the penalty was. But I was like, oh, okay, so there are the places that you can get at him. Yeah. You didn't take advantage of those. And so all that was left was the other situations where you get Aaron Rodgers dialing up the old Aaron Rodgers to beat you.
Yep.
Those are your passing thoughts after the Texans lost 21-13 on a Thursday night. It was a spooky performance.
Yes, it was.
Not in no good way. All right. We keep this thing going on this Football Friday after the Texans lose. Let's get this question of the day in. The Texans played on Thursday, which means you don't watch them this weekend. So what are you doing with your Texans-free weekend, and maybe how are you getting over the loss? Let us know. 713-572-4610. That's a five-hour energy text line. We'll respond to those next.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You heard Big Voice Man, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Reginald Atitula hanging out with you. Just finding a way to break down what was a woeful 21-13 loss to a then 2-6, now 3-6 New York Jets team. It gave them a level of life. Like, that was a team that people
They're talking playoffs.
They were being clowned.
I forgot who I was listening to, but somebody was like, yeah, if they run across six games, then they back in.
They do have a softer schedule.
I'm like, damn, 2-6. I thought the season was over.
Yeah.
And they still holding out hope.
People were laughing about cayenne pepper this week because of that team.
Yes. Yes.
And you got worked.
I will say Vegas knew something.
Yep.
I'm so glad I didn't bet that. I recommended it, so sorry. I'm so glad I didn't bet anything
It's funny, I had a homegirl hit me up randomly. She don't know nothing about sports, but she up in Cleveland where they is legalized sports betting. and she was like, hey, who went in the game tomorrow? Yeah. Texans or the Jets? And I was just like, I'm like, the Texans. But she replied and said, good, because I'm a bet on this game. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
Hold on.
I'm like, oh, no.
I was just talking. Yeah. I don't know about that.
I thought she was just like, hey, who went in the game?
Yeah.
And I'm like, do not.
Well, expect a text.
Yeah. All right. Well, I did tell her, don't take my
advice. Put that disclaimer in there.
Yeah.
Question of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Let us know what you think on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. 713-572-4610 is the number. 713-572-4610. What are you doing with your Texans free weekend? The Texans obviously playing on a Thursday, so the whole weekend is to yourself, and maybe, just maybe, you might need to get away from football after what the Texans did. Maybe not think about it. Have that little half week of rest before we get back after ahead of week 10 with the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what do you got going in this? Because yeah, I know plenty of fans that when their team loses, they're like, I just want to be away from it.
Yeah.
So for you, Lopez, where are you going to? Do you tend to be, I guess just in that way, do you tend to be a team lost and I'm kind of getting away from it? Or do you tend to be like, I'm still in it because this is my team and I want to figure it out?
Oh, I'm sure I'll watch some football, but after I vent for 4 hours, I pretty much let it go. Now, here's the thing. And I got a question, a little bit of a twist on this question of the day as well.
Okay.
You would think that as soon as the show was over today, I'm bolting south, right?
Yeah, you typically go fishing.
Yeah, yeah. You would think that, right?
You'd be hauling ass out of here, man.
Hauling ass. Today, I'm not. Now, I might leave tomorrow afternoon and then fish Saturday and Sunday. But you know this, and this is the twist on the question of the day. I'm getting some remodeling done at my house, and they're still working. So I'm closing off a doorway, and the new TV just arrived yesterday. Spent far too much money on it, but it's an 85-inch 4K HD.
Okay.
Best TV I've ever had in my life.
Okay.
So the family text yesterday was, what movie should we watch first? So I'm actually going to hang out today.
Okay.
I'm actually going to hang out today.
Big old movie night.
But then I'm gonna go probably fishing tomorrow rather than today. I'm thinking Pulp Fiction. That'd be a nice.
Okay. That's a fun one to revisit.
Right? All the action, all the color and stuff. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. How you doing it?
Unfortunately, like normally I'd be like, we get to really lean into all the sports. I'm a sports sicko.
Yeah.
So I'd be watching basketball and, of course, Red Zone. I saw someone on the text line say Red Zone all day. Red Zone and watching, 100%. Getting my eyes on all these teams I feel like I have not been able to watch nearly as well as I would like to. And someone on the YouTube, Paul, said, it's not that deep. Watch a football. Unfortunately for me, as you guys know, I made a move here in the last couple of months, and I've been paying double rent, and it's time to get up off that.
Wait, man. Hold on.
You're still
paying rent?
Hey, it was better to pay that in the last few months than to cancel that lease.
Yeah.
The game is nasty. The game is tough. But the time has finally come to see if I can get my deposit back. Baby, let's go. So I've got a the weekend is going to be used to travel and clean an apartment and see if I can get that deposit back. That's going to be the weekend for me for the most part. I'm going to try and make some time to also watch the football.
No, I'm sure you will. I've got
football,
confidence in you.
I can't not watch football, right?
Yeah. So Saturday I'm working a wedding. I'm actually working a wedding today too.
All right.
So, I'm doing that. And Sunday I'm actually going to a Dynamo game, man.
How about that?
Yep. They play at
playoffs.
Playoffs.
And they better win it.
Shell Energy. Yep.
I'm still trying to see some Dynamo soccer, and unfortunately I can't this weekend.
Yeah. So I'm super excited about that. The last playoff game they had here, it was amazing. That was like probably one of
it's
the first
great atmosphere.
It was actually my first Dynamo game last year.
Yeah.
And it was a playoff game. It was great. I'm like, how ain't nobody talking about the Dynamo games like that, man?
It's fun.
One of my favorite events to go to in the city, man.
The 832 says creating the offensive line excuse bingo card.
Okay. All right. Hey, you know what? If you actually
to hear that, yeah.
Let us know. I would love to get that. Hit us on Twitter or text line or whatever. I know that some people will go with the like when your team loses, fire up the game system and go and get the win on Madden.
Yeah,
like I would love to hear, is anybody doing that? Going and fixing the team themselves, that'd be fun. From the 936, I'm gonna cry in the car. That's what I'm going to do. Okay, very good.
Mm-hmm.
832. Okay, is this Sean Pendergast texting in? Going to the casino.
Got a baby.
Okay.
That's a great opportunity.
I think these type of games, even though it was a bad game, I think with this type of weekend, it's the perfect time to tell your old lady, like, you know what?
Let's get out of here.
I ain't going to watch no football this week. I want to spend some time with you.
Oh, boy.
Try and gain some points.
Points.
Yeah.
You know what?
Date night this weekend. Don't worry is a good about way the game. Go.
You know what I got out of that? Figgy's girl heard about him talking about her cooking.
Oh, you would know, Mr. Rat, Mr. Plastic Rat. You would know, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Hey, I want to call my shot. I think Lopez finally going to get pranked this weekend.
I think it might.
I think it's coming soon.
I think it is. I'm looking over my shoulder.
I think the whole family setting something up. I don't know if you're going to.
You're on to something.
Hey. I
think they're all in on it.
I think what they're going to do, I think Lopez going to open this big old TV. It's going to be a big old crack in it. It's going to be something crazy. They're going to get you good this weekend, man.
I would bet on your side on that one.
I was hanging out at the Buffalo Wild Wings and Spring, the watch party that we had yesterday. Gave away some real cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But kicking it with my guy in Spring from the 402 said, no game on Sunday. He's going out to the water to catch some fish. Get away from it. So seems like there's a decent balance of people that are like, I'm getting away, right? Somebody said they're finishing a work project. Oh, you know you got to be mad. If you're like,
I'm just going to work.
I'm going to do work in my free time. 832, three pork butts on the grill. Beers and
unscheduled fun time.
That's right. Shout out. But there's some people that are leaning in. Like they're gonna figure some of these things out. I don't like what you're doing here, 713. I'm not reading that out loud. But there's a few people that are like Rockets basketball is what I'm doing this weekend, which they got a nice win
dub yesterday.
While the Texans were embarrassing us on national TV, the Rockets actually going and beating a contender in the West. We'll talk about that more in what's popping. But yeah, watch good football, actual good football, I imagine, because that was a Thursday night football last game, right? In addition to all the things like particular to the Texans, watching that game, it just felt like the typical game that they give us on Thursday night football, and by that I mean slop.
Yeah. Yeah, it was ugly. We're going to dig right back into it. Like you said, 713 said watch good football. That's a shot.
I think the scary part about this, too, if you watch a team maybe like the Colts or something like that, see how they got Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
And so if they come out looking good, then the division not over.
Hey, the Colts right now, no pun intended, are feeling pretty frisky. Like they have to be feeling pretty frisky,
especially after watching the game last night.
I mean, they just saw a 2-6 team take this guy out, and now they've got like their big issue is already fixed.
Yeah,
they went from a bad quarterback, a really bad quarterback, to a quarterback that's been proven as recently as last year, and a veteran quarterback. Like the Texans' big issue, who knows how they're going to fix it?
Okay, so. Yeah, and I think
Colts' big issue was overnight.
You're there, and then also the Texans' schedule, right? It's backloaded, and you're starting to hit that, right? We mentioned you have Sunday Night Football with the Lions Week 10. You have Monday Night Football with the Cowboys Week 11. You're still looking forward to that Chiefs-Ravens back-to-back late in the season. Yeah. With that Dolphins. 16 and 17?
Dolphins is in there, too.
Yeah. Right?
You've got some tough ones in there. If you're not careful, you...
The Colts are feeling pretty good today.
Don't let the Colts. That's why it was so important to get that win last week and give yourself a de facto 3-game lead. Some people's mentioning this is where my city slicker tendencies are failing me here. Apparently, hunting season is opening up, so quite a few people talking going to the deer leagues.
In some counties, the deer season is open. Duck season is open as of today. So duck season, I'm gonna have to
rabbit season though.
No, just ducks.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to manipulate and drive around some duck blinds when I get on the water Saturday or Sunday. That's for dang sure.
Well, whatever you're doing, hope that you have a fantastic weekend and are able to at least find some happiness after what was supposed to keep us warm this weekend was a Texans victory on Halloween. Unfortunately,
man, that
would have
been the perfect weekend, man.
Wouldn't it?
Oh,
like stress free.
Yeah.
You get to get some rest.
You could watch ESPN and they raving about your team.
Yep.
Going into the weekend,
especially on a day like today, because you're the only one that played last night.
Yeah.
And so it really goes. That's the tough thing about a primetime game. Especially on a Thursday or a Monday night, you're the only team that played. So the next day, if you won, we get the praise.
Yes.
Yeah, when you get the praise. Yeah, you can listen to Sports Radio 610 and just listen to the praise and not feel stress-free.
And then hear Reggie complaining about the process. All right, man, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Football Friday. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, talk about some of the news. And, of course, the news is the Texans lost. We'll talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.